The comedian Patrice O'Neill went right for the jugular, whether he was talking politics or sex or race.
You know how you can tell how pretty a white woman is? The value, you look at her and then you wonder how long they would look for if she was missing.
Patrice O'Neill died yesterday, a month after suffering a debilitating stroke brought on by diabetes. He was born in Boston in 1969. He made his way through the comedy clubs in that city and in New York, but he began to attract more attention when he moved to London in the late 1990s, where he gained a loyal following. O'Neill wasn't a comedian who made you comfortable. He made you cringe, with comedy that could hit painfully close to reality. Patrice O'Neill often heckled his audiences, but his biggest target was himself, even making light of his own battle with diabetes.
I saw some white chocolate-covered Oreos. White Oreos dipped in chocolate, man. I was in tears, like, knowing I shouldn't eat it, but I was in pain, like, going, oh, my God. And I'm talking to myself, I can't eat these cookies, man. And they're calling me, and I'm praying to God, and I'm lactose intolerant, but, like, if I eat these cookies, I got to drink milk, too. I'm going to go out like a soldier. It's like, whatever. He say all kind of weird stuff to you to rationalize eating them. I'd be like, you know what? I don't need both my feet. I'm not a ballerina.
That's Patrice O'Neill performing in front of a live audience earlier this year in a special called Elephant in the Room. Yesterday, as news broke of O'Neill's death, comedians from Ricky Gervais to Sarah Silverman called him one of the greatest stand-up comics of his generation. Patrice Lumumba Malcolm O'Neill died yesterday at the age of 41.
This is NPR.